This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Welcome to ENN, which today is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
If you're going to rock with us, then rock with us.
And good evening to Don.
Michael?
Michael.
K?
K.
Show.
Show.
Wow.
Jalen.
Wow.
She's the brains. Marco's the muscle.
Even she didn't give you a with.
She could have said with Don LeGrecker.
No, she refused. She only went Michael K. She knows what's important. And now, since I just mentioned All-American, let's take this moment to appreciate a piece of one of my All-American commercials where I'm naming truck products that I clearly have no understanding of.
Really?
Landscapers, dump bodies, rack bodies, open and closed service trucks and vans, box drive freight, box utility, refrigeration, crane, transit vans, and plow trucks.
Have you, like, read that ad?
Well, I'm reading all the All-American Ford ads.
Really?
And one of them is about, like, commercial vehicles.
Right, because you're very familiar with that.
That may not be my particular cup of tea, but since I'm doing all the reads for All-American.
Right. So they actually sell cars that you can dump bodies with? Listen to the first one.
Landscapers, dump bodies, rack bodies, open and closed service trucks. It's a great point.
Maybe it's landscapers, dump bodies.
Okay. So Colin Kaepernick's workout is still scheduled to happen.
Capper, I call him.
Capper?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's working. Still scheduled for Atlanta on Saturday. It's going to be run by Hugh Jackson. Joe Philbin will also be assistant.
So, big names.
Regis,
not a lot
Philbin
of winning is going to happen on Saturday.
Regis Philbin is also going to be
there. I don't think Regis is going to be there.
Will you look at this? It's Colin Kaepernick. How can he not find a team?
Very good. Very good. I mean, I hear from people he has no talent. Why is he there? That right there tells you why he's here.
About me?
Yeah.
What's the producer? Gelfand. No, not Gelfand. Gelman.
Gelman.
Hey, Gelman, we got to get this guy a job.
This is Gil.
No. Gelman. Landscapers, dump bodies. The league says that 11.
Serious allegation.
The league says 11 teams have committed to attend, including the Cardinals, Falcons, Browns, Broncos, Lions. I also saw the Redskins on this list.
Texas Rangers.
Bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Cowboys. No, that is incorrect.
Chicago Cubs.
The Astros are going to be filming the entire thing, though.
Good one.
Gladiator is 34. 35 is Titanic.
No. All going to be there.
So I had heard a report the Giants were going, but I guess that was erroneous.
I don't see it in this current list, but this doesn't list all 11. So
what?
I just don't have it in the article that I
have. Okay.
I should have. I'm not a responsible journalist. RJ, can you tell me if you see the Giants? Now, the Giants, by the way, they're off this week.
That's right.
No reason not to go.
Why?
Everybody should be there.
A little trip to Atlanta. Hit a big strip club.
First of all, coaches don't sign players. So right. Why wouldn't every GM be allowed to go? Why wouldn't every GM be able to go? That's ridiculous to say that. Then they can move on Sunday to go to the game where they're useless anyway.
Well, but do GMs even need to go? Isn't it just like your head scout?
Your GM's going to make the ultimate decision.
But is it GM's eyes that matter as much as the eyes of the scouts?
Well, you bring along a scout.
And the two of them sit and watch.
Right.
Go to a strip club, have dinner on Saturday.
Didn't Atlanta buy some shoes.
That's what I'm saying.
Gettleman. Didn't he fall in full blush love?
Full bloom love.
Bloom. Full bloom.
What's a blust?
Full blush love.
Blush.
Bloom. He was clear.
So that's when I was in full bloom love.
Right. So he fancies himself as a scout anyway.
And I'm pretty sure the Giants are going to need a backup next year.
Oh, you are?
Confident.
Okay.
So let's hear from some people about this. Mike Tannenbaum. On what he would ask Colin Kaepernick.
I'm going to ask as many
open-ended questions as possible, like where you are with things, like what have you been doing? Are you fulfilled? Are you happy? If there's a void left in your life because you're not playing football, like how badly do you miss it? As you guys know, playing pro football is really hard. It comes with incredible sacrifices. Those are sort of the things that I want to hear. You know, how badly do you want to come back? How are you going to handle adversity? How are you going to handle all the different situations that may come up? And when a team signs you, our job is to support you where you feel fulfilled and you're put in the best position possible to have the greatest on-field performance you possibly can have. And when we sign any player, and obviously this is going to come with, you know, a lot of notoriety, like we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder, but we have to go through this with a plan together. And I would want to have all that fleshed out collectively so, again, he could have the best chance for success.
Anybody going to sit there and say, are you kneeling during the national anthem?
Well, I thought that was already off the table. Didn't he say he wouldn't do it?
He said in 2017 he wasn't doing that anymore. But you certainly think that's a conversation that has to come up.
You have to ask it. Have to. Especially if you have a problem.
Well, and especially because, yes, there are other players doing it, but we know it'll be a bigger deal if Cap
I mean, there'll be a camera. A Houston Astro person will be there with a camera on him constantly.
Mike Tannenbaum also was asked who's available to attend a Saturday workout.
Pro personnel directors are the ones that typically handle this. And most importantly, it's going to be videoed. And before spoke
by the
Colin coming out of this is, I would be shocked if every head coach didn't watch the video of him working out. Want to see again, where's his conditioning at? You know, is his arm strength still where it was from the last time he played? And if I was representing Colin, what I would be looking at is like, look, I want to have a good workout within reason on Saturday, but get the footage and then work very intimately with a handful of teams that could need a quarterback. And hopefully from Saturday, that leads to more traditional workouts at respective facilities. And then obviously, hopefully that'll lead to a signing. So Saturday, if I was representing Colin, would be positioned as the beginning of the story, not a one-off workout.
Also, one thing that the Saturday workout does, a lot of the pro personnel directors or the personnel directors will be at college games, which they will not be able to attend if they're at this workout.
Well, one way or another, many teams have said they will be there. We'll see if this whole dog and pony show is the real thing.
All right. You have to bet your life. Is he signed by an NFL team?
By when? Ever again?
Ever again.
Yes. I now, because of this, have changed my mind. I know there's some people who believe it is a complete just joke. I don't. I don't think they would have gone this far. The idea to me that they were like, hey, we want to get the optic, so we're going to do this whole thing, but we know no one's going to sign him. It would have been so, I guess they could be that dumb, but to me that would be such a bad look.
But why didn't they do it earlier? Also, there are other guys that are not in the league. Why don't I get a workout like this?
That's not reasonable. You never took a team to the Super Bowl.
But there's one guy who was complaining the other day that he's out of the league because he knelt.
Who's that?
I forget his name. He said, why am I not getting a workout? I can still play.
But we don't know what his name is. So that would be
his name is out. I just don't know the name. I could tell you the name if I really look for it.
Jeffrey Jobson?
No, it's not Jeffrey Jobson.
Stephen Dubell?
That's it, Stephen Dubell.
At Hospital. Let's hear Stephen A. on the whole Cap situation.
I've been told about 22 teams are going to show up Saturday for his workout. Now, if you Colin Kaepernick, I have been told if this brother shows that he can still ball, because he has been away from the game for 3 years, he will get a job in the NFL. He will get a job in the NFL. And I believe it's going to be within the next 2 weeks. That's my personal opinion. I have been told he will get a job within the next couple of weeks. I think that's going to happen if he shows up. A matter of fact, I heard something else this morning, because I got several phone calls this morning telling me and assuring me this is real. This is an opportunity. They're not playing. They're showing up, and there are going to be people there interested in signing Colin Kaepernick to a football contract. I've been told, Max, he won't even be asked about the kneeling. He won't be asked about the protest. This is strictly football. He will not be asked about any of that stuff.
That's ridiculous. Well, that's the only reason he's out of the league.
That wouldn't make sense.
I mean, we know that he could ball before this. I mean, he took a team to the Super Bowl, took a team to the NFC Championship game. It's all about the kneeling. How would you not ask him that?
Yeah, you have to get an idea of what this is going to be like moving forward.
You're going to do this again? Are we going to go through this again? I just want to know.
Well, yeah, and in this case, like, hey, oh, you're not planning on kneeling. Are you planning on, you know, using all of your post-game pressers to talk about social justice?
And also,
now, obviously, I don't personally have a problem with that, but there are teams who would want to know that.
If as Stephen A. said, 22 teams are going to be there, and he knows that none of them are going to ask about kneeling? Well, that's collusion. They were told not to ask about it then.
See, that's weird too.
Right?
Here,
everybody has to make an individual accounting of what's important to them. And if it's important to them not to go through this again and not to have all the protest again, then they're going to ask them that. If they don't, I think they're not doing their job.
I found the full list of the teams. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Landscapers, dump bodies, rack bodies, open and closed service trucks and vans, box drive freight, box utility, refrigeration, crane, transit vans, and plow trucks.
That's 11.
It's 11.
It's 11.
11 teams.
I think he signs with plow trucks.
What about
cranes?
What about rack bodies?
You're going with cranes.
No. I think it's rack bodies or dump bodies. Doc Rivers was ejected with a minute and a half left last night in the Clippers' loss to the Rockets after getting two texts for arguing with officials. Now, Doc's son, Austin Rivers, is on the Rockets. Did you see the video of this already? Don, did you see it?
Yes.
Everyone's seen this. It was very entertaining. Austin Rivers imploring the referees to call a tech on his dad, which they eventually did. And then when Austin Rivers sees that his dad gets tossed out of the game, just starts laughing. It is truly entertaining. And here's Doc Rivers on Austin Rivers asking to see his dad kicked out.
I don't know if you noticed, but Austin was behind you kind of telling the refs to tee you.
Yeah, well, he should. I didn't catch all of them, actually.
Here's Austin on getting his dad teed up.
I was just trying to help out the situation. Listen, guys, I'm not I don't ever like to escalate anything. Y'all don't know me for that. I've always been a peacemaker. So, that's just 100%. Doc's got to keep his cool.
He asked if things will be awkward between him and dad.
I doubt we'll go to dinner or anything like that. He actually is sensitive to stuff like that, so we'll see what happens. But I love him. I mean, it was a really good moment. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. I really did enjoy that. It was fun.
A lot of people, thought it was great and applauded it. If that was my son, I would be chapped.
I bet you would. If Charlie was doing that?
Oh, my goodness.
I would love if
I'd go right to the attorney.
Okay.
Open up the will.
Oh,
and change things.
Right away.
Right.
Wow.
Take out the money for the tea.
I have a feeling that he's going to carry that will around like he does the laminated list, like with the kids.
Oh,
as soon as they get out of line.
At any moment.
Here comes the will.
No. You all have to do is make a call.
Yeah, would it be like
you want that moment? Like, all right, here, kids. Boom.
It would be like a stock market in the K house. Like, whoever's doing well, they're getting more of the will. Things can go up and down as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Charlie's getting more. Sometimes Callie's getting more. This can just change at any moment.
There's a good chance you're in the will.
I would love that. And I think it's fair and decent.
Bang, bang!
All right. Memphis University has declared James Wiseman ineligible after the freshman dropped his lawsuit against the NCAA.
He gone.
Yes, that's correct. Memphis announced that it will withhold Wiseman from games earlier today, right after he withdrew his lawsuit from the NCAA. So Memphis will now immediately apply for his reinstatement as the NCAA looks into his eligibility. He's still practicing with the team, according to a statement released by the school. And now, of course, this all goes back to his relationship with Penny Hardaway, who's now the head coach at Memphis, but used to be Wiseman's AAU and high school coach.
Right, and was looked at as a booster.
So he was considered a booster, mm-hmm. and now he's coach of the team. Here's Myron Metcalf, who covers the NCAA for ESPN.
I agree with the spirit of everything that Memphis is doing, and I back Memphis and I back Penny in this fight. I think the NCAA is operating on antiquated rules. We can all agree on that. However, at the end of the day, they're saying a booster gave a prospect $11,500, and Memphis says, so what? We're going to play you three games anyway. That was never a good move. Like, you always sit the kid in that situation. Memphis tried to go in a different direction, and I think at some point they realized, wait a minute, this thing could get ugly. Why not just let's make something happen? He misses some games and we move forward. But they could have already started that process instead of trying to defy the NCAA.
I'm surprised that they defied the NCAA. I mean, they did get a restraining order, but if the NCAA has no power whatsoever, I mean, and they say, okay, he's suspended for the rest of the year, and Memphis just plays him. I mean, there has to be some governing body.
Right. How do you ignore the NCAA altogether?
It's tough. It's weird. And I got to tell you, it's almost like the cheating scandal in baseball right now. I can't believe more kids aren't getting money. under the table because they're not getting it over the table, so they have to get it under the table, especially a player of this ilk.
Yeah. $11,000. Now, the speaking of controversy and behavior seen as detrimental to the league, the MLB cheating investigation continues. The sign-stealing was something we spoke about a lot today, and now...
It's like, not cheating!
Well, now it may have a local angle as well, as the MLB officials plan to interview A.J. Hinch, Alex Cora, who was bench manager in 2017, and new Mets manager Carlos Beltran, who was on that Astros team and reportedly was a part of the process that the Astros came up with to steal signs.
I mean, they have from fires that this is the way it was done. How could they possibly prove that Carlos Beltran came up with the idea, he and Cora? How could they possibly prove it?
I don't know. How do you prove anything? I mean, just somebody squeals on you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but does A.J. Hinch flip? It wasn't me. Carlos did it. What if Jeff Luhnow flip?
What if they're texted about it? It would be stupid.
I guess. I don't know. I'd be surprised if anything happens to Cora and Beltran. I think it's gonna be they're gonna lop it off at the top of the head.
At Hinch.
Luhnow, Hinch, and Crane will be fined an extraordinary amount of money, I think. I don't know about vacating any title, but it's the way I look at it.
Now, if you go back to the Black Sox scandal, which, ironically enough, happened 100 years ago.
Cody Bellinger, by the way, just won the MVP. Yelich second and Rendon third. Sorry, Don.
Which is the 100th anniversary of the Black Sox scandal.
Mm-hmm.
The eight players that were involved all were banned from baseball. I mean, Kennesaw Mountain Landis had probably a lot more power then than Rob Manfred has today. And it was eight guys, everybody that was associated with it, even the people that sat in on the meetings. Buck Weaver, if you remember, was somebody that just sat in on the meetings, did not participate, but still got banged for his entire career. So there is collateral damage here. If they find out that Beltran was involved, you have to do something. You can't just, well, he's a Met now, so we can't touch him. Or he was a player then, he's a manager now, we can't touch him. If those reports are true that Cora and Beltran were involved in this, they have to be disciplined.
I agree, but I'm hard-pressed to find out how they're going to prove it. Again,
if it's just a
forensic test, I don't know.
Right.
Because Fires didn't say Beltran did it and Cora did it. He said that it was a team thing where they had a camera. I mean, what player has the latitude to demand that a team puts a camera in center field?
Right. It couldn't have been led by
it. It has to be higher than that.
And even if, by the way, even if he has the suggestion of it,
yeah,
he's not the one who's pulling the trigger on it.
No way.
Carlos Beltran wasn't like, hey, guys, I have a friend. He has a YouTube channel. I'm going to have him come down and shoot for us. You mind? Oh, yeah, sure. Bring your friend.
Right.
Someone else made the call.
I think Hinch called up Belichick. How'd you guys do this?
Great point. What a call that was.
Yeah.
Two teams. Two of the most dominant teams.
Champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, let's see if he can tempt Don into one more bet. Mahomes says he feels the best he's felt since week one. Monday night, big game between the Chargers and the Chiefs, and it's a Chargers-Chiefs game, so you know basically the Chargers will probably hang close the entire game, have the lead late, then the Chiefs will move down the field in the final 3 minutes and win the game.
I'm treating the Chiefs the rest of the way I treat Thursday. I'm out.
So you have no pick for tonight.
I believe in the Thursday curse, so I'm going to stay away.
How about you, Peter Elliott?
Well, it's hard because the sucker pick is the Steelers, but I like the Steelers. So is that a sucker pick?
According to RJ Bell, it is.
You do what you want. I'm not giving you any guidance.
Now,
creeping up on me.
Now, right here, it's nice because we always add a half to the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the home team, we add a half to.
No, the home team.
Home team always gets a half. So we have the Browns -3.5. So I could bet the Steelers here with the hook, which is tempting. Tempting.
You got some time.
But I got nothing right now. I already have a couple of games.
He'll do it when I'm doing the Billy Joel goodbye.
Yeah, I'll save it for the Billy Joel moment. But we shall see. Caris LeVert expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks.
Amazing.
He had surgery to repair ligaments in his right thumb. Nets go out and get Iman Shumpert, obviously sensing that they would be without Caris LeVert for a while. Shumpert's a nice player.
And there's a good possibility Kyrie Irving's missing tonight, too.
Yeah.
So they're really short at point guard. Really short.
You think I have a chance if I talk to him?
Well, when I say really short, yeah,
hello.
I always think of you.
Thank you.
Wrong? Too soon?
Listen, if you took offense to what he said before, I guess you were owed one. He was owed one.
Yeah, I mean, you're going too far, but
come on, dog. Come on.
Sidney Crosby had core surgery. He's going to be out 6 weeks.
Come on.
Yeah, that's... Pittsburgh's not a given they're going to the playoffs.
Wow, strong.
No, they're a good team, but I called that game the other night. They got one of the worst power plays now with him out of the lineup and Letang's out of the lineup. You know, Phil Kessel's now in Arizona. They've got some adjusting to do. I think they're coached fabulously. I think they got a really good goaltender. But in an Eastern Conference where there's some teams that missed the playoffs last year that are playing well, if they can't get one of those top three positions in the Metro with the Islanders playing and Washington playing some of the best hockey out there, then you're talking a wild card, and they need to be careful. And now you lose the best player in the league?
No, it's not great. Not great. Now, last thing here. Just
not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. I like telling stories about people who are smarter than Michael.
You've been known to do that.
Because I know it bothers Michael. Michael, did you hear about the child prodigy from Belgium?
No.
Laurent Simmons, studying electrical engineering at university right now. And he is set to graduate and get his bachelor's degree at the age of 9.
Oh.
So that's better than Doogie Howser.
He's much smarter. I want you to know this
Doogie
child.
Doogie was 13, right?
And fictional.
Yeah. He's then going to get into a PhD program in electrical engineering while simultaneously studying for his medical degree. 9 years old.
Callie's 7, still picking a nose, so it's not happening in our house.
Marco did it the other day and then went to hand it to Nancy.
Okay.
So he's a giver.
Wait, what, the booger?
Yes.
That's important. When you're a parent, that's a big
part
of
your life. You want to see sharing boogers.
Yeah.
That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. Thank you, Don. I'm glad you're with me.
Title of my 20th book.
I'm sorry?
Sharing Boogers.
The books are getting worse.
They really are. Well, I mean, when you're up to 20, it's like Harry Potter. It gets worse.
Up next, Buck Showalter, as I like to call him, Show Buck Walter.
There you go. Coming up in just a moment, so stick around until 7. Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.